For I and I alone have borne your sicknesses and your pains, saith the Spirit of grace. For upon me was all of the sins of mankind rested upon. But upon that hour, I not only bore your sins, I bore your sicknesses and your diseases. Saith the Spirit of grace, upon this one, this Lamb that you cherish and love, this one bore all things for you. Ekaraso, bedekedese. So if indeed he bore these things, why would you not freely access them? Bedekaraso. Say not within yourself, I can't wait till service is over so I can rest my weary bones, take a pill to calm this fever, or take my medicine to change the outgo of the day. For I say unto you, there is a medicine giver, present tense, saith the Spirit of grace. Put not your faith in the things of man. Use them only as a supplement. But run first to who you are, saith the Spirit of grace. Bakaraso, bedekaraso. One of the major hindrances to the revival of healing in this hour is that the church worldwide, not just in America, but now because of pharmaceuticals, the church has turned to the trust of man-made things to be their healing. I'm not against these things, saith the Spirit of grace. For in many places and in many cases, I brought them into effect and helped man create them because my church would not believe my word. But I love them enough to give them a supplement so they could live life. But why turn you to the small and supplemental things when the greater thing has been given to you by the birth of the born-again nature inside of you, saith the Spirit of grace? Turn from your trust in man and put your weight upon me, saith the Spirit of the Lord, and I will heal your bodies, and I'll minister to you out of that place of provision, saith the Spirit of grace.